With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he doesn't plan to dismiss Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell.
I have no intention of firing him. I would like to see him be a little more active in terms of his idea to lower interest rates. This is a perfect time to lower interest rates. If he doesn't, is it the end? No, it's not. But it would be good timing. It could have taken place earlier. But no, I have no intention to fire.
Also at SRNnews.com, a CNN pollster delivers a blow to the anti-Trump narrative, showing most Americans support deportation of illegal immigrants. Barney Bennett has details.
Recent polling has revealed that most Americans do not believe President Donald Trump wields too much power. Many respondents felt that Trump either has a reasonable amount of power or too little, contrary to claims made by some Democrats. The data has challenged a narrative that Trump acts like a king, recently pointed out by CNN analyst Harry Enten. Enten stated, quote, Americans largely do not believe Democrats' claim that President Donald Trump is behaving like a king, adding that the majority of Americans think the president either does not have enough power or has the perfect amount of power. Trump has signed 111 executive orders since his return to office in January. Enten noted, quote, that is the most at this point in a presidency in at least 100 years. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio making big changes at the State Department. In a statement Tuesday, Rubio said the sprawling bureaucracy created a system more beholden to radical political ideology than advancing America's core national interest. He said redundant offices will be removed and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interest will cease to exist. He said we will drain the bloated bureaucratic swamp. This is SRN News. Belief in the afterlife is on the rise.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT groups are praising the late Pope Francis for moving the Catholic Church away from biblical doctrine on the issue of homosexuality. When asked about a purportedly gay priest in 2013, Francis made headlines by saying, "Who am I to judge?" The comments sent shockwaves through the Catholic Church and encouraged LGBT pressure groups to try to get local parishes to bless gay weddings, among other things. This is SRN News. A report says advanced cancers have returned to pre-pandemic levels.
A report in the journal Cancer offers what its authors call reassuring data. The report says delays in cancer screenings at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, when doctors and hospitals were overwhelmed, are not showing a huge impact on cancer statistics. Death rates are continuing to decline, and there's no huge shift evident in late diagnoses. In 2020, as the pandemic began, a greater share of cancers in the U.S. were caught at later stages when they're harder to treat. But in 2021, such worrisome diagnoses returned to pre-pandemic levels for most types of cancer. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal jury says the New York Times is not liable for defaming former Governor Sarah Palin. The jury ruled against Palin's claims Tuesday that the outlet defamed her in a gun violence editorial. More details at SRNnews.com.